여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 14회를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 묘사하는 아이를 고르시오.
Hello, passengers. This is an announcement from the information desk. We have a passenger here who is eagerly looking for her 5-year-old boy. His name is Mark Price. He is wearing a short-sleeved t-shirt, blue jeans, and white running shoes. He has short brown curly hair and blue eyes. If you find him, please take him to gate 4 or the information desk. Please hurry. His plane leaves in half an hour. Thank you.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 아들의 장래 희망을 고르시오.
What happened to his ankle?
My son had his left ankle sprained during basketball practice.
Did he have his leg broken last year?
Yes, he did. He was playing soccer at that time.
Well, I don't think he is physically fit enough for any sports.
He won't be a professional athlete. He's just learning the basics. Actually, he wants to be a doctor just like you.
Oh, I see. Let me examine his leg. I hope he has just sprained it and not broken it.
So do I. He isn't acting as if he is in a lot of pain.
3번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. May I see your ticket, please?
Sure. Here it is.
2. Could you move over there?
Sure. That'll be no problem.
3. Excuse me, but is this your cell phone?
Oh, thank you. I almost lost it.
4. At what station do I have to get off?
Get off at the next stop.
5. You look really tired. Why don't you sit here?
That's okay. I can stand.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Could you tell me what happened to the two people, please?
Okay, I think it was about 11:50 p.m.
It was around midnight, right?
Right. I thought the man was just passing by us.
And then?
Suddenly the girl beside me screamed and the man ran away.
Did you see what he got from her?
It was like her phone or her wallet. I'm not sure because it was too dark and she ran after him right away.
Okay. And you didn't see their faces either?
Of course not.
5번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 주장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Many children can't read well and some can't read at all. Do you know why? Well, look around your house. What do you see? You see a cell phone right next to you, a television set in the living room, and a computer in your bedroom. But can't you see any books? You probably can't find any. If you don't have books in the house, your children may not learn to love reading. How can your children learn to read if there aren't any books to read around your house? It's better late than never. Go get some books.
6번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I just remembered I have to meet a client on Friday at 7 p.m.
Then maybe we should meet some other time.
How about Saturday? Are you free then?
Yes, that's fine with me.
Great. Let's meet at 7 at Dickens Restaurant.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I have a new cell phone number.
Really? Wait a minute. Oh my, I left my cell phone at home. Can you call my cell phone so that I can store your number in my cell phone?
Sure. I'll do that right away.
Thank you.
(7번) 대화를 듣고 피나타에 대한 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
You know Gonzalez?
You mean the Mexican boy in class 7?
Yes, he's having a birthday party tomorrow. He invited all his classmates. He's going to have a piñata. It will be fun.
What's a piñata?
It's a big paper doll which is filled with candies. It's hung up somewhere high like a tree branch. First, the birthday boy is blindfolded.
What does he do?
Well, he can't see the piñata, but he tries to hit it with a stick. After that, we take turns hitting the piñata.
I see. And as soon as it cracks open, all the candies come out, right?
That's right. It'll be fun.
8번. 대화를 듣고 오늘 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How may I help you?
Is Mr. Barnes here? I need to see him.
Sorry, you can't. He's in a meeting with his partner. May I have your name, please?
I am Mick Hunter from ABK Bank in Tokyo. Do you know when he will be available?
I have no idea. Is there anything I can help you with?
Well, my boss sent me here to give this sales report to him.
Oh, that's what Mr. Barnes says he would need by this evening. Would you like to leave it with me? I'll hand it over to him.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 우유 배달을 중단할 기간을 고르시오.
Milk Delivery Service. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm Joe Brown. I live in 305, Doss Apartment.
Yes, Mr. Brown.
I'll be traveling for a week, so I'd like to hold the milk delivery.
I see. When do you leave and when will you be back, sir?
I leave on September 11th, and I will be back on the 17th.
Do you want me to hold the delivery during the period?
Except September 11th and 17th. I need it on both days.
I see. Then I'll hold the delivery from September 12th to the 16th.
10번. 다음을 듣고 남자의 준비물에 포함되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Did you finish packing, Sylvia?
Not yet. I think I need sunscreen. Do you have any?
No, I don't. Let's stop by a store on the way.
Okay. What about sunglasses?
I have them, but I don't need them because I have a nice hat.
All right. Let me check now. Oh, are you bringing a blanket?
Do we need one?
Sure we do. We need something to lie on.
Okay, I'll bring one. Oh, and I'll bring some beach toys too.
Good idea. Now let's see if we're ready to enjoy ourselves at the beach.
11번. 다음을 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to our badminton club. I'm the court manager. As you see, we use the school gymnasium. It is open from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. from Monday through Sunday. You can take individual lessons 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The fee is 100,000 won a month. When you enter our club, you will have to pay an entrance fee. It is 200,000 won, which includes the first month's fee. After that, you have to pay 50,000 won every month. Shuttlecocks are provided, so you don't have to bring your own.
12번 다음을 듣고 여자가 자선 행사에서 노래를 부를 수 없는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
하이, this is Robert. I'm sorry I'm not in. Please leave a message.
Hi, Robert. This is Rebecca. I'm sorry to say this, but I'm afraid I can't sing for your charity this Friday. Right after you asked me to sing 2 songs, I checked my schedule and my agent said it was okay. The problem is, however, for the last few days, I have had a really sore throat. Maybe it's because of the air conditioning or my busy schedule, but my doctor says no singing for at least a week. I'm terribly sorry. I hope you will understand. Sorry, Robert.
13번 다음을 듣고 광고의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
1. The sale starts tomorrow. 2. You can buy a t-shirt for $5 today. 3. You can buy a pair of shoes for $10 tomorrow. 4. The sale goes on for only 2 days. 5. The shop is open for 13 hours.
14번 다음을 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Well, I have no idea what to say at this moment. I wonder if I really deserve this. All I can think of is that you gave this award to me just to encourage me to do better next time. Well, I feel like totally blank. You know, I never expected to win this award. Words can't express how honored I feel now. I'll continue to do my best. Thank you for honoring me.
15번 대화를 듣고 내용에 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Ted, are you free tomorrow morning?
Yes, Mum. Why do you ask?
Uncle Bernie is coming to visit us tomorrow. He is arriving at the airport at 6:30 a.m. But as you know, I have to go to work early.
So do you want me to pick him up at the airport?
Yes, please. You don't have any classes on Friday, do you?
You're right, but I'm afraid I might not recognize him. I haven't seen him since I was 10 years old.
Well, I have a recent picture of him here. Check this out.
Now I remember his face. I think he gained a lot of weight.
And he has a moustache too.
16번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불한 금액을 고르시오.
May I help you, sir?
Yes. What time is the next show?
It starts at 10:30.
We got here right on time. How much is the ticket?
It's $10 for an adult and $8 for a child.
I see. 3 adults and a child, please. Do you offer a senior discount?
Yes, they get 20% off.
Okay, then I need tickets for 1 senior two adults and one child. Here's my credit card.
All right. One senior, two adults and a child. Here you go. Have a good time.
You've wanted to buy a computer for a long time, so you have saved some money. Now you are looking around a computer shop. Then at a shop, a salesperson comes and starts showing you computers which are out of your price range. You check the prices of many computers, but didn't find one you could afford. So you can't buy a computer now. You should save more money. In this situation, what would you most likely say to the salesperson?
These days, lots of people use smartphones. As you well know, you can not only use them to make phone calls, but also surf the internet, no matter where you are. You can book a hotel room and even send text messages to your friend in another country for free. However, they come with some drawbacks. For example, many kids play games for a long time, which poses serious health risks. What's more, some adults spend too much time using them, which may cause lack of exercise.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
When are you moving to New York?
I'm leaving next Monday.
What's going to happen to this apartment?
Well, I heard a new person will move in this weekend.
Then, where will you stay this weekend?
I don't know yet. I'll probably go to my parents' place.
I see. What will you do with your furniture?
I will sell it this week, except my TV. I'm going to take it to New York.
Hey, I'd like to buy your sofa.
20번
I'd like you to put some ice on your ankle when you get home.
Okay, how long should I keep the ice on?
Just half an hour. It'll help to reduce the swelling.
Half an hour. Okay. Is there anything else?
Yes, I'll give you some painkillers. Take two pills when it hurts a lot.
Thanks. Do you think I need an x-ray?
No, your ankle is sprained, not broken.
That's good. Do you think I'll be able to go mountain biking again this weekend?
No, you'll need to rest your ankle for at least a couple of weeks.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 3학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 14회를 모두 마칩니다.